Got a special guest joining us in the studio today, Corey Hollowell from Scandia. Thanks for coming in and telling us about your buck on opening day.
Oh, most definitely. Thanks for having me.
So I'm excited to hear about the story itself, but we're going to save that for the second half, the day that you actually went out and shot this buck on opening day. I want to start just by encouraging other women to get into hunting. Talk about the history of how you decided you wanted to be a deer hunter. Who taught you?
It was my grandfather. When I was a little girl, they owned 10 acres of land, and every winter he'd go out. And for many years, it was just Grandpa disappearing off into the woods and coming out at dark. And one year, he was like, come on out with me, and you got to stay quiet. And sitting out there and watching him watch in just silence. You know, you can hear snowflakes fall, leaves fall, squirrels running by. It pulls you in.
That's really cool. And so you got hooked kind of being in the woods just from going out deer hunting with your grandfather.
Yep, sitting out there with him. And the first time you see a deer run by and you can feel your heart start to race, and it's like, oh my goodness, and it has no idea you're there, and you're just in shock, like, it's so close to you.
So let's talk a little bit about where you hunted now. I mean, I know you were in Marquette County, somewhere near Scandia, but was it farm country or big woods, or what was it?
We are actually around a lot of farmland, but ours is mostly all wooded. We got a bunch of ponds around us, so it's a lot of water. So it's marshy, but a lot of wooded cover.
Okay, and tell me a little bit about, you know, what you shot the deer with. I mean, you obviously had a rifle.
Yes. I usually actually hunt with my own 30-06, which is my favorite. And this year, the scope wasn't ready to go, so a friend of mine actually lent me his Ruger RPR 308, and it's beautiful, beautiful gun. Heavy, very heavy hauling it out there, but the scope was just super beautiful and made for a really nice shot.
So how did you get used to that rifle?
The week before we sat out, we've got a shooting range set up in our backyard, actually, for practicing, and he took me out there, and we shot off a few practice rounds, then took some of the ones that I was actually going to use for shooting it, and once I set, I think, 16 rounds in a good one-inch grouping, I called it good and was ready to go.
All right. So tell me a little bit about how you decided where you were going to set up to hunt deer this year. I mean, did you go out and scout? Did you go look for rubs and scrapes? Or was this a spot that you just know that deer travel through?
It's where I know the deer travel through. A friend of mine many years ago put a blind up on our property, and it's in a perfect open shooting lane. So every year I've always baited the same spot, and it's so closed and covered that they feel safe out there, and every now and again they pop out to eat some of the bait we drop out there, and it's been pretty good, pretty lucky.
Did you have a lot of hunting pressure around you?
I'm not really sure. I don't think as much as I would expect out there. I know that over the years, opening day, you find a lot of rounds going off opening day, and then it slowly peters off, but definitely more than I anticipated.
Okay. Well, I'd like to actually get to the story about, you know, the day you went out on opening day and how you got this buck, how he came in. So can we get you to hang around and tell us the rest of this story in our next outdoor report?
Oh, most definitely. I love telling it.
Corey Hollowell from Scandia talking about her opening day buck. So stay tuned to hear the rest of the story later this hour right here on The Outdoor Show.